but I hate it. So it's just,
you got that on.
You hate supermarkets.
Well, I think they've got a monopoly on everything in the country. I mean, they're even into house mortgages and things like that. I mean, it wouldn't be so bad if there was just, they couldn't have a supermarket in every town. I mean, like Tesco's, they'll buy a bit of land, so another supermarket can't buy it. So that's dominating that area. And if they keep doing that, I mean, Waitrose produce their own lambs. You can't sell a lamb to Waitrose. So that's one of the main supermarkets that's not even buying sheep. And the others, they'll set the price for meat, they'll set the price for milk. I mean, recently in the news there's been a lot about dairy farmers. And I mean, that's awful, because farmers work 7 days a week. We're probably stereotypically hated by most townies.
I wouldn't.
See, he's going to take the rip now. Supermarkets are not. They're out to make a profit. They're not out to help out. What, a help for lambing? Yeah.
I think he wants to be the radio star.
Come on.
Come on, we'll come and join him. We're talking about.
He's run off now.
Come on. I offer you the microphone and you run in the opposite direction. Sorry, you were saying earlier, Roger, as this auction's taking place, I mean, all around us, we've got sheep in every pen. And you just said something quite interesting about the price. Who sets the price here?
Supermarkets. They'll set the price of every food product in the country. Fuel as well, they set it all. I mean, if they decide they don't want to buy something 1 week, the price will crash, because they'll say, well, we're not buying so much this week. That'll have a knock on down the food chain from the supermarkets to the abattoirs to the producer via the market. So, I mean, the price can crash £20-30 a head in a week, just because the supermarket says, well, we've got that much, we don't want to pay that much this week, so we'll just make it crash.
How do they make it crash?
By pulling out. So if they've built up a stock of sheep, so they can do without a week of buying so many lambs. They might buy a few, but they won't buy the numbers that are needed to keep the price. Because the price is a balance of, you've got to have at least two people to bid against sheep to be able to bring the price up. If there's only one person buying them, they'll just say, well, I'm going to prepare to give you this much for them, and that's as much as you're going to get. So you haven't got an auction, you've got a collection centre.
So can you tell me from that, you never really know how much you're going to go home in your pocket with?
No, at all. I mean, farming is one of the biggest gambles in the country, because if you were buying store sheep to fatten up, you could buy them. I mean, today it's been around £60 a head. I mean, in a month's time, you could be only getting £50 for your fat lambs. So you're taking a gamble just by being a farmer and rearing sheep and cattle and even corn, because the weather's against you, the general population is probably against you. So, and the way things are in the country, I mean, you've got the blockades in the ports for live export. No other country in the European Union has people. I mean, they've got a free movement. They can move them hundreds of miles, just because we've got a small gap that they've got to go on a ferry. People think it's cruel. I mean, that limits the English export. And to do that will have a knock-on effect on the price of sheep cattle.
The farmers' markets that are going on around us, I mean, this is a particularly good one. Does that help with the price of what you're doing? Does that give you, is that sort of direct sale giving farmers the chance to get a decent income?
I should think so, because you've got an extra buyer there. You know, if they're going to, the best thing is to have, I mean, they could possibly pay a little bit more because they haven't got the mileage to take the stock. They're killing them locally and selling them back to the local population, which is a great thing, because it adds more competition to the supermarkets, which is always a good thing, and it brings down the cost of lamb in the long run for the consumer at the end of the day.
You've got two ewes here today. Are they actually... Oh, no, sorry, you've got two. How many have you got?
128.
128, right. If everything goes well for you today, what are you hoping that they'll fetch now?
As I said earlier, fair price for between £80 and £100, I'm hoping.
What's the worst price that you've ever walked away with?
I haven't, because I took them home. But, I mean, you can get... I've had £12 for a ewe before.
That's not a good price. So, will you be buying anything today?
No, I should be going home. I've only come in the car. I followed the lorry that brought my stock in, just to make sure I can't buy anything.
Is that like leaving your handbag at home when you're a woman shopping? That's a sort of self-imposed restriction of buying anything.
Yeah, it's the best way. If you leave the transport at home, you can't buy anything, because it's always there's always something to take your interest at this market. So
that's fantastic. Right, well, I hope you enjoy your lunch later, and thank you ever so much for talking to me.
Thank you.